Samad Beis, on the last two lines where the Gemara quotes the halacha that a ben noach is not permitted to observe Shabbos. So we discussed the different opinions, and the Binyan Sion and the Tshuva. We mentioned the Binyan Sion quotes from the Zohar that this Isser is based on the pasuk that says in Parshas Kisiso that observance of Shabbos is an oath by Ni Bein Mirei Yisrael. It's a special oath that shows the uniqueness and the special connection, the uniqueness of the Klal Yisrael, and the special connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And if the Ummah Torah will also observe Shabbos, even if they volunteer at L'shem Yiddish and Mitzvah. Not only the way the Rambam says, Kol V'shol Dova Eim Nichmos Al-Khadish Das, not allowed to invent a new religion. Even if he observes his religion is only Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and then he's volunteering, but he's practicing to become a ger. He wants to volunteer to observe Shabbos, and he knows that this is part of the Yiddish religion. He's not doing it to invent a new religion, so the Rambam seems to say explicitly that it would be mutter, and a lot of Achreinim HaMachmah based on the Zohar. So the Pashtus is that that's the same in the next Gemara also, on the second line on the top of Nun Tes Hamid Aleph, the Yomer of Yechanan, another member of Chom Shoisek Batera. Is Chayiv Nisa Shenem a Torah Tzivah Lono Moshe Marosha Kilos Yankiv Lono Marosha V'loy Lohem. That there's also a special Isa that the Liman HaTorah is supposed to be also only the Miuchat for Klal Yisrael. The Umas Olam, even if the volunteer B'Torah Sayyidish and Mitzvah, let's say the Nochri is going to volunteer Sayyidish and Mitzvah, not allowed to. It's Miuchat for the Klal Yisrael. Torah Tzivah Lona Moshe, Marosha. Lona Marosha, Lolohem. Preg the Gemara, why isn't this listed, the Akum Shasak Batara, why isn't it listed among the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anoch? But that's Sheva Gap Sheva Mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, it's not necessary to list it. Because there are two versions as to exactly what the Alfusa is. So among the Amma, one version has it that it's Marosha, it's a Yerusha that belongs to the Klal Yisrael. And if the Umma, so Elam are going to learn Torah, so they're gambiting our Yerusha, so it's Mitan Gzela. Then he's gazlaning from the Klal Yisrael. Another version of Rebbe Yochanan has the Torah Tzivulana Moirosha, Tikrim Moirosha, Elamihu Rosa, that it's like an Eshishish. So it's like an Akam Havol Eshishish. It's listed already in the Brisa of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anoach. That's how the Gemara says. Even if he sits and learns on his own, yeah. Even if he sits and learns on his own. He's not permitted to teach. Shabbos Ager, a Nochri wants to convert. That's a Shabbos. What if a Nochri wants to convert? So don't you have to teach him Torah? So Rabbi Kivega has this famous tshuva where he says that you're not allowed to. Rabbi Kivega says you're not permitted to teach Torah to a Nochri, even though Daitel is Gaya. So how is he going to know what he's getting himself into? How can you have a Kabbalah on this? It's very difficult. So the later Achreinim, most of them don't hold like Rabbi Kivega. Most of them hold that it's permissible to teach Torah to a Nochri who's Daitel is Gaya. That's what it's usually assumed. Adarabba, the Mincha Saluza writes that he's a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. I don't know if Mincha Saluza was an Ungarish, Rabbi Kivega was a Yekke. I don't know exactly how it happened. But I think he writes that he was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega, and he says he can't accept Rabbi Kivega's opinion. And he writes, Vakert, that the Bezen who will be Megayer Anochri without first teaching him how to read Ivran, teaching him how to daven Mincha, how to like Tfilin, will be over on. And if neither they see the Mikshal, the Megayer, the Nochri, and he's Mukhiv to Lake Tvilin. The minute that he converts, he's Mukhiv to Davish Chakras and Mincha, Myra, whenever they're Megayer, he has to Lake Tvilin. The Megayer by Yom, the Bezin is only by Yom, so he has to Lake Tvilin. He has 5 minutes left before Shkia, Dava Lake Tvilin. So he says the Bezin that will be Megayer him without teaching him Ivre, without seeing to it that he knows how to daven, how to Lake Tvilin, how to say Brah, has to eat supper, has to eat breakfast, whatever. So he has to know how to say hamoiti, how to bench, and how to wash and tibbles yadai. So he says to be megayra nocher without preparing him in advance, up there's a litneiva. So he says, we assume like the Maharsho. The Maharsho in the Chidush Yagoda, on the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara says there was a nocher who came with his gayer, the Hillel and the Shammai, and he wanted to teach Kola Perukula, Regalachas. So the Maharsho says that it's permissible to teach Torah to the nocher of his daitam and his gayer. And the Kivega and the Chubas quotes the Maharsho and disagrees. So most of the later Achreinim have not accepted Rabbi Kivega's sheep. Most of the Pashtim hold Allah like the Mashon, that Daitel his guy is Mutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Chagiga has a different pasuk. Here on the side of the Gemara, the Masoros HaShas and Rabbi Kivega, they both refer you to that Gemara. The Gemara there says that Omishpatim Bal Yidom, yeah. That whoever teaches, whoever gives over Torah to the Nochrim, is over on the Yisra of Mishpatim Bal Yidom. So Tosfos there, he asks the famous Kasha, what do you need a new pasuk in Tehillim? Why don't you just say that it's Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol of this din? Since the Nachri is forbidden to learn Torah, so if the Yid is going to be Moshe Torah to the Nachri, the Gemara says also Limser Divrei Torah the Nachri because Mishpatim Bal Yidom. So for Tosfos, let it be Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol. That's Tosfos' famous kasha. So Tosfos' answer is that Tosfos quotes Agmar Avodah Zarah. Tosfos' Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Aleph quotes Agmar in the first parak of Avodah Zarah. Thank you very much. Andy Kramer usually gives me the cup of tea. Just got married yesterday, so we have another bacha who has to get married. He brought me the tea. The Tosfos has the teretz that runs as follows: that the Gemara says in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Davov, that one is only in violation of Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol if it's betray Ivri D'Nahara. If the food, the tray for food is on the other side of the river, two different sides of the river, the Hainu. Let's say somebody wants some chaza. And he has no way to get to the chaza. I'm on one side of the river, he's on the other side. So he asks me, can I throw over a package of chaza to him? Or let's say a nazir wants to drink some wine. Or a nachri wants to eat some levim and achai. He simply has no access to it. Because it's on one side of the river, he's on the other side. So he asks me, could I throw it over to him? And without my assistance, he will not... physically, he will not be able to violate the Avera. So then the Gemara says, that's when you have a bona fide violation of Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol. But if it's Bechad Ivri D'Nahara, it's on the same side of the river anyway, the Nachri can go and get it on his own. Just that, let's say I'm a butler, so he pays me money, I should go to the kitchen and bring him the chazer and bring it to the dining room. If he wants, he can go to the kitchen himself and bring in his own food. So if it's Bechad Ivri D'Nahara, the tray for food is on the same side of the river with the person who wants to violate the Avera, then the Gemara says that there's no violation of Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol. So Tosfos says, let's say the Nachri has another Nachri who can teach him the Torah. He doesn't need me, Daf Rishon coming to me, he doesn't need me to teach him the Torah. He can learn the Torah without me. So since he has the ability to attend classes, to study the Torah, to learn the Torah by the other Nachri, so if I'll teach him Torah, there will not be a violation of Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol, because B'chad Ivri D'Nahara anyway, I'm not enabling him to violate the Avera. He has the ability to violate the Avera without my assistance. So Lifnei Ivri there will not be. So that's why the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, had to dig up this new pasuk, V'asachem Rogai Mishpatim Ayidom, that Amoisa Divri Torah Menochri is Ayran and Isa. That's what Tosfos says. So that, on that Lashon of Tosfos, there's a famous Mishlam Melech that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes Halacha L'maaseh. He quotes that Mishlam Melech. Why did Tosfos write the Lashon that the Nachri has another Nachri who can teach him? What if there's a Yidl? What if there's a Reform Jew who's going to teach him anyway? So it's also Chadir Ibn Nahara. He can bank Kolokoh. He has the ability to violate Aver without my assistance. So B'Chadir Ibn Nahara, there's no Lifnei Ivri. So the Mishlam Melech points out that from Tosfos it would appear, let's say the Nachri has no ability to learn the Torah on his own. The only way he can learn the Torah is if a Yid will teach him the Torah. But there are other Yidin around who are prepared to violate the din of Lifnei B'Mesita Michshol. They're prepared to teach him the Torah. So maybe you'll say, since Bein Kol V'Kol, the Nachri has the ability to violate the Avera. So that's Chadir Ibn Nahara. And Mishlam Melech says, no, you see from Tosfos, no. Because somebody's going to be violating Lifnei Ivri. Just because the Nachri Bein Kol V'Kol will have the ability to violate the Avera, but he only has the ability to violate the Avera if the other Yidl is going to violate Lifnei Ivri. So then, if I teach him the Torah, I'm in violation of Lifnei Ivri. The only time Tosfos says this is called the Chadir Ibn Nahara, that there's no Lifnei Ivri at all, is he bought a Sansino in the store. He can buy. He can read on his own. He doesn't need anybody to help him. Or he has another Nachri. The Nachri is not going to be in violation with Lifnei Ivri. The Pashtus in the Gemara, Maseches Avodah Zarah, is that Bnei Noach are not in violation. The whole din of Lifnei Ivri, this is the Michshol, Geit Naron by Yidna, doesn't apply to Nachri. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel over there, in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, quotes a Mechudish Dikah concept from some Some of the later achrayim that lifnei iver is one of the sheva mitzvahs in it. Which one of the sheva mitzvahs is it? Is dinim, mazik. You mazik the person. You enable him to do an avera. That's terrible. Like I give him a knife to commit suicide. I give him poison that he should eat. So I give him something. I give him maybe an achai that he should do an avera. That's tachmamish and not a mamazik. So one of the Gdol Achrayim came up with such an einfalt that lifnei iver l'sitim michshol is from the sheva mitzvahs b'nech. But Rabbi Yosef Engel points out the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is no lifnei iver. The Gemara says alifnei mifkidinan alifnei delifnei loy mifkidinan. So the simple reading of the Gemara is in the hemshech of that Gemara and the first parak in Avodah Zarah that lifnei iver does not apply to b'nei noach. So that's what the Mishnah Melah points out that Taisus says there in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, if there is another akum, there's another nochri who is prepared to teach the Torah to the yidol. So he doesn't have to come on to having a yid violate lifnei iver. Then if I'll teach him, then it won't be a violation of lifnei iver. But if there's another Jew who is prepared to do it, then the other Jew will be in violation of lifnei iver. See, even though Ben Kavakot the Nachri has the ability to learn Torah, but if I'll teach him the Torah, then I'll be in violation of lifnei iver. Moshe writes this in a geir tshuva l'alacha. Let's say a yid wants to go into a business. Yeah, his tshuva happens to be about a laundromat. He wants to rent a storefront and he wants to open a laundromat. Laundromat, by definition, has to be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Shabbos, you're not allowed to take Schar Shabbos, and he'll take a Nochri to make a Shutfus. He'll make a Shutfus Sakum. And the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, if you make a Shutfus with a Nochri, let's say it's 50-50 or 75-25, whatever, so then if you make out with the Nochri, Rav Moshe says preferable that it should all be Diksav, and Ikaretin doesn't even have to be Biksav. So he says he recommends right upon Biksav that the Nochri owns the whole business for Shabbos and Yontif. And let's say the Nochri has 50%, 25%. So Shabbos and Yontif is not 25% of all of the business of the whole year long. The Nochri has to own at least that amount of the business that covers all of the Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the nature of the business is such that you keep records of how much money was made every single day of the year, and at the end of the year you can calculate. You'll give the Nochri all the revach that was made on Shabbos and Yontif. Let's say Shabbos and Yontif adds up to be a certain percentage of stomach. It's simple to calculate, I don't know how much it is, a certain percentage of the business of the whole year, if the place is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And then the Nochri owns 25%, so he owns another couple of days. He shares another proportion with the yid. So what if most of the business comes in on Shabbos and Yontif, or less business comes in on weekends? So if the nature of the business is such that they keep records how much money was brought in every day, and theoretically you can calculate and be able to figure out exactly how much Revach the Nochri is entitled to, how much Revach the Yisrael is entitled to. So even if in the end of the year they don't bother to make such a calculation, sometimes it won't pay. It'll be so prohibitive, it'll be so expensive to make a calculation, so that they should just split the 50-50 or 75-25, whatever the nature of the Shutfus is. So then the Mishnah Berurah says it's also Mutah, as long as theoretically it would have been possible to make such a calculation. So that's what Rav Moshe writes. That's enough in Adin, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Shain. Rav Moshe just added on a Chumrah. He would recommend that they should have it all biksav. So it should be klar. It shouldn't look like an abstract parama. Everything in the luft. Write it down biksav. So everything is clear that the Nochri owns the whole business for Shabbos and Yontif purposes. So then Rav Moshe says, but what happens if the Yid wants to have a Shutif, a non-observant Jew? Is that also permissible? He says, no, it's the Hashalot and Lifnei Iver L'Siti Michshol. The Yada Yid, who is not observant, is going to be in violation of Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So Moshe says, but what if the Yada Yid has the ability to go, he can buy the whole business on his own. He doesn't even need me. Or he can become a Shutif with Nochrim. He doesn't need me to become a Shutif. Let's say he can't run a whole laundromat on his own. He doesn't have enough money to buy a whole business on his own, to start the whole laundromat on his own. But he can go b'shutfus with Nachrim. So then, and I ask him, I'd like to go b'shutfus with you. So then he says, there's no lifnei iver l'sita michshol, because b'chad iver nar. But what happens, the other yid, he will not want to go into business with a Nachri. He's not so religious, but he's Chal Shabbos, let's say. But he's not Chal Shabbos, but Schar Shabbos doesn't bother him. Or let's say he's not observant at all, he is Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't want to go into Shutfus with a Nochri. He'll go into Shutfus, he'll find already another Yid to go into Shutfus with.
So I ask him, do me a favor, I'd like to go into Shutzis with you. So then Rav Moshe says, based on the Mishnah Melech, based on that Taisis and the Chagigah, that then it will be Lifnei Yidl, because even though Ben Kovako, the other Yidl, the non-observant Jew, has the ability to violate the Yisr of Schar Shabbos anyway without my assistance, because he can make a Shutzis with another Yid, but the other Yid will be in violation of Lifnei Yidl. So if I volunteer to become the shutef of the non-observant Jews, so then it's my violation of Lifnei Yidl. Moshe writes La'alocha like this Mishlam Melech's deal. He thinks that the deal is a correct deal. This is a shaila that Achreinim discussed. The Sri Yesh has a tshuva about this. He was asked, and the Sri Yesh after the Second World War went to Switzerland. So he, for a while he taught in the university there. So then he was asked for shaila, is it permissible to teach Talmud in the university when the Achrim may decide to join and to listen to the lectures, and you're not permitted to teach Torah to Achrim. So he discusses what's exactly the prohibition of teaching Torah to Achrim. So he quotes some Achrim and want to say, there is a Gemara in Saita, in the Perek Elon Amorim, where the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael crossed over the yard, then they were commanded to take big Avonim Gedol, with a Sadatos, Masid, Vachavta Aleim, Bar Hated, they're supposed to write B'Shivim Loshim. Supposed to write Kolot Terakula B'Shivim Loshim. What are they writing B'Shivim Loshim for? That the Umas Olam should come and learn Kolot Terakula. So what happened? Are you talking? You're not allowed to teach Torah to the Nochrim? So some Rishonim asked the Shaila, Achronim discusses. So some say Torah Shebichsav is Mutah. Torah Shebichsav was intended for all Umas Olam, and the Torah Shebalpeh is Miyuchad for the Klal Yisrael. And that's how some interpret the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach on base, where the Gemara says, Lakaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Al Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in the end of Kisisa. Yeah. What does it say? Ki Al Pi. Sob Lecho Es Advarim Ha'ela. Ki Al Pi Advarim Ha'ela Karati Yitcha Brisim Yisrael. That the Ikka Kris is Brisim Vili on Torah Shebal Peh. And that's Miyuchat for Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebichsav for all of Mesoilem. And Torah Shebal Peh is miyuchad for klal Yisrael. So that's what some Rishonim and Achrayim have such an idea, that Torah Shebichsav is mutter to teach to another. And other Achrayim want to say, this already doesn't appear in the Rishonim, other Achrayim want to say that the whole din of Akmusha Oisik Bater, Oisik means he's Oisik in the darkest dick at fine points. He learns about Baruch Be'er, Rav Shimon Shkop, something like that. Just to learn Gemara, that's okay. But to learn the Iyun, and some say, Soidus HaTorah, as if Sisrei Torah. Seder HaTorah is also, but superficial learning, that would be permissible. That's what the Sridi Yesh, the Sridi Yesh's Chubas are excellent when he has different types of Chubas. And most of the Chubas, he deals with topics that already were dealt with in earlier generations. And he quotes what everybody had to say, and he always shows the strong points and the weak points, and it comes to Moira Dika Achro, he's an expert on that. Same Rabbi Vadya, I say the same thing, but both of them, when they deal with a new shayla that was never dealt with before, not as good at all. Not at all as good. So here also, the Sri Yesh has this tshuva, it was never dealt with before, that the teaching Torah, like when they started the Daf Yomi in English over the radio, so the Rabbonim in America, Rav Moshe and others were discussing, is it permissible to teach Gemara in English over the radio? The Nochar may tune in. So the one who's teaching the Shir may be in violation of the din of teaching Torah to Nochar. So the Sri Yesh has this tshuva about teaching university. Not such a strong truth. Anyway, but he quotes some of the Marmakonis, I guess. So that's the shail over here. The Gemara says over here, Marfei Kakasha, Meisve, how can you say that it's forbidden to teach for the Nochri to learn Torah? State and a price of higher Rabbi Meirayim, Shafil Abdichom, Yosek Batel Shuk, and Kohen Gorl, that it's a Kabbalah Gechashivis, even if a Nochri learns Torah, as it says, Ashiyasa, Osam Hodam, Achaibohem, Kranim, will be in Israel, Meloinem, Allah, Odom. Adam even applies to any human being, even a Nachri. Holamadato, the mashmas of the pasuk implies, even a Nachri. So how can you tell me that it's forbidden for the Nachri to learn Torah? So the Gemara answers, no, the Sheva mitzvah is the two that zichamutter. You're permitted to teach him? How about it? Permitted to teach him is mechuyev to learn it. You're mechuyev to teach him. That's what Tosis writes today in Chagiga. Tosis makes a suggestion. Maybe the Yisr to learn Torah on the Nochri is only outside of the Sheva Mitzvahs, the two. But the Sheva Mitzvahs, there's no Yisr, but for Yid to teach Torah to the Nochri is also even in the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's what Taisa suggested. Taisa said, that's ridiculous. He's Mukhif to learn the Sheva Mitzvahs, so you're Mukhif to teach him. How can you say that there's an Yisr? Also, Chemichal Gar Mishpatim Ha'idom, that it's also Limsar Torah La'akum in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Taisa says there was Yesh Meforshim, there were those who said like that, and they say they can't accept that answer. How can that be? So that's what Taisa's answer is. Chaptan Af Kamina, if he's going to have another Nochri who will be teaching him the Torah anyway, so there's no violation of Nevi, so then you have the other reason. So even an Ara means that potential Bal Aveira, the Nochri who wants to learn Torah, wouldn't be able to do the Aveira without my assistance. Here he can't do the Aveira without me. Okay, but still. I don't know, that's what Tyson says. That's called Chariv and Anar. Since he has the ability to do the Avera anyway, so therefore there's no Lifnivim. The Rambam is a Shverer Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the Din of Lifnivim, Lisit and Michshel, he never quotes that condition that the Gemara said in Avodah Zarah Davov, that Lifnivim only applies if it's betray of Anar. If the tray for food is on the other side of the river, and the Bal Avera has no ability, he doesn't have the ability to get to it without my assistance. But if it's on the same side of the river, you can get to it anyway. Then the Gemara said, Beferish, there's no Lifnivim. So the Rambam never quotes that. So that's a problem. Why? Where did the Rambam get this idea? And he must have had a Gemara Fakir. Where is the Gemara Fakir? That Lifnivim even applies if it's the Chariv or not. So the Nosei came, Matazach on that Shverer Rambam. And there's an Esek in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamaisa, the Tosfos and the Rosh have a discussion on Daf Gimel and Masech HaShabbos, Daf Gimel and Aleph. Have a discussion of, as well as in Avodah Zarah Davov, so there's a steer between the Rosh and Shabbos and the Rosh and Avodah Zarah. At one place, the Rosh says that if it's Bechad Iver and Nara, there's no Lifnei Iver at all. And the other place, in the beginning of Masech Shabbos, the Rosh says no. If it's Bechad Iver and Nara, the fellow has the ability to violate the Avera anyway. Let's say he wants me to be the waiter. He wants me to serve him the treif meal. He sits in his kitchen and he's eating. He sits in the dining room and he eats the tray for food. He wants me to go to his kitchen. I'm his waiter. He wants me to be the butler to serve the food to him. He can go into the kitchen and take the tray for food himself. He has it anyway. So the Rosh writes in Masech Shabbat, you know, enough that that's a lifnei iver de rabbanon. And the Masech Shabbat is a davar. He writes that it's hefter gomer. There isn't even an iser de rabbanon. So it's a steer in the Rosh. The same Rishon, the Rosh, and two Masechtas writes different things. So the Stechemen has a long, Arichas, a long essay on this, where he quotes six opinions from the Achrayim. The Binyan Sion has a shita, and the Shach has a shita, everybody has a different shita. The most accepted shita is the Dovam of Ovid. The Nadi Behuda has Heoris on the side of the Yerideya and the second Chelik Yerideya in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. This is in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, about selling things to a Nochri who's an Anoivet Avodah Zarah, which he's going to use in his religious observance. He's going to use it to worship his Avodah Zarah. So when let's say I sell a rosary, or I sell a prayer book to the Nochri, it has Tfilas Tayoshki in it. But he can buy the prayer book anywhere else. The Jews were always in the lucrative businesses. And in Yerideya, the Amorites, they were always in the business of selling religious articles to the Nochrim. And they got around it by following the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if it's Bechad Iver and Aris, there's no violation of Lifnivim. So that's why this appears in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, this whole discussion. So from the six opinions that the Achrayim have, the generally accepted opinion is the Dogma of Avodah, who says that this din midirabbanon, that's how the Rosh and the Tosfos say, this din that Bechad Iver and Nara, there's still an Isur Lifnivim, midirabbanon, this only applies by a Yisrael, doesn't apply to a Nochri. Lifnivim Lisitim Michshol applies even to a Nochri. Let's say the Nochri wants to eat the Evim and Achai, he asks me to throw it across the river to him. He has no access to the Evim and Achai. So if I throw it across the river, I'm a violation of Lifnivim Lisitim Michshol, even though he's not Jewish. But he's a Nochri, he's prohibited from violating Eid Menachai. But to say that there's an Isim Midirabbanon of Lifnei V'lisitim Mokshal Yivim Mechad Yivir Anare, so the Chacham never introduced the Chumrah by a Nochri or by a Yisrael Mumer. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein's Tshuva. The other fellow is Nishkin Shem Shabbos Bechlal. He's always Mechal Shabbos. He always takes Chash Shabbos, whatever. He's a Mumer Lekach. It's not that once in a while he violates the Avera or the Shoigig or something. He's a Mumer Lekach. He doesn't keep this mitzvah. Doesn't have to be a Mumer Dina Kakum. Doesn't have to be a Mumer Lavad Azor or anything. He's a Mumer for this din. So if Bein Kol Kol, the fellow is a Mumer for this din, then the Chachamim never introduced this Chumrah of Lifnei Iver, Bechad Iver, and Nar. That's how the dogma of Baba says. That's the generally accepted opinion. The Rambam what? If I give it to him,
it's totally lame. You're yeah. So you can give it to him. So you have to, of course, you have to put it more than important in the case where the boy is taking himself. That's from all this. Either the neighbor or an amavosa.
Unless one should say that the Torah is asking, if I'm teaching the Torah to the Nocher, how can it be a violation of Gnevet? I can't even talk about this. If someone wants to suggest, the Torah belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael, so I have no reshus to be Mevater, I have no right to be Moichel on it. If the whole Klal Yisrael get together and decide to be Moichel, that would be one thing. But one private member of the Klal Yisrael, Nishkin Balabas, to be Mevater. I think some Akhrenim suggest like that. Yeah, applies to Tinek Shenishba. A Tinek Shenishba, we won't say that is, let's say, we won't say it's Dina Kakum. A Mumer, Dina Kakum is because he does Averis B'nezim. So he won't say it's Dina Kakum, but still, I say he's a Mumer, he just doesn't keep this mitzvah at all. So whenever the fellow's a Mumer, so then this whole Chumra Midi Rabbanon of Lifnei Yivre, B'chadim V'renara, doesn't apply. Shouldn't the problem of selling them Svarabhata? It's a big problem. I was told that Art Scroll has a standing order from the Vatican to send 20 copies of every volume of the Shas that comes out in English. I said, it's a Shailan Art Scroll. What the? Some of them must have asked their Rabban. Sure, that's a serious Shaila of giving a Gemara in translation to an Ochri, that's Mamish giving over the Torah. Especially Art Scroll has the Chazan Ishus on the bottom of the page. That's Mamish Oisik. That's Dhamma translation. That's Dhamma Sansino, superficial translation. It has the Achrenim there. They quote all the Achrenim. That's Taka, serious issue. Here, Tosis has the famous discussion. Rab Meir's drasha from the Pasuk is Asher Yaseh Osvam Ha'odom V'Chaybohem. The Pasuk Pshad Asher Yaseh Osvam Ha'odom goes on Asiyas HaMitzvahs. We usually assume Asiyas HaMitzvahs. And here, Rab Meir says it goes on Liman HaTorah. That's a Stama problem. So the Netziv has his famous comment. The Netziv writes a Loshen from Yiddish in the yeshivas. They used to have an expression when a person wanted to say a Shtigl Teres, in Yiddish they would say Tzemachem Teres. Tzemachem Teres. I don't know, I don't think it's in common usage today, but that's what he said. There was such a Yiddish expression. He claims that that's what the translation of the word Asher Yaseh. He has a lot of psukim in Chumash that refer to Limud HaTorah. So sometimes it says Asher Yaseh Osam HaAdam, and it refers to Limud, so he claims it goes to learning Chidushim, to be Mechadish Torah. To learn Torah is called Lamadatim Osam HaChveis. And then Las Osam of Yasisa means to be a mitzvah to be Mechadish Chidushim Torah. There is some that it sees quotes in his Biran Chumash that the Bahag, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as one mitzvah. Lilmud al-Lamid is one mitzvah. Other Rishonim say it's no, two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah Lilmud, one mitzvah al-Lamid, two different things. And the Bahag, I think, counts it as four mitzvahs. Lilmud al-Lamid, Lishma v'lasas. What's it does? Lilmud al-Lamid, Lishma v'lasas. And Avarabi, you say, Lilmud al-Lamid, Lishma v'lasas. What are the four mitzvahs? So he says, Lilmud al-Lamid, we understand. What's Lishma? We usually say Lishma means to keep the mitzvahs. He says, no, Lishma and Lasas also go on learning. So he says, Lishma means Chazara. Rashi always says on Chumash from the Tanaim, Lishmar. Techazer, to make sure, Shamim Bivit Necha, the Loshen and Mishlei, Yechazer, in order to make sure that you don't forget. Some people don't enjoy Chazering, so that's what the Rishonim counted, that is a separate mitzvah. Bahag counts that separate mitzvah, Lishmar. The Vosses Lasa is, it's a Machem Torah, Mechadizan Torah, that's what he claims. And he has many Psukim Chumash that he interprets like that. Here also, Rab Meir darshins the Pasuk, Ashiyasa, Osam Achaybaim, goes on Liman Ater, goes on Chidushim. That's what led some Achrenim to say that Akam She'osek means the Goy is Mechadish Torah. Just to learn a translation, that's okay. But to learn Tifa Zachen, Chidusha Torah, that's the he's gamening from us the ability to be Mechadish. Otherwise, what is he gamening? What's the Geneva? If I have a beautiful painting, and someone looks through the window at the painting in my house, I say, gamening is looking at my painting. What is he gamening? The painting is there anyway. Let's say I have flowers that smell beautiful.
have a beautiful aroma. So I have a noach, and someone is walking in the street, and they stand by the window and they smell. So it's geneva, they're smelling. But what's the geneva? Thank Kabbalah, the flower smell. He's not governing. Yeah, he's not governing anything. So what do you mean geneva by Torah? What is he governing the Torah? We have the guns of Torah. Other rabbis sit and learn. That's what some Achrayim say. Akum shas of Torah means the nochri is mechadish. So he governed the ability of a Ben Yisrael. Yisrael could have been mechadish that stickle Torah. Now that the nochri was mechadish, then he prints it. So So he stole the ability from a Ben Yisrael to be mechadish this, to be the original one to be mechadish this. That's what the Sridi Yesh quotes all of these possible suggestions. So this is a famous topic that the Rashi and the Tosfos discuss, that Rameya darshans on the pasuk of Shi'asa Osim Adam Chaybohem Kladim Levin Yisrael Levin Nem Rabbah Adam Adam goes even a nochri. So Tosfos quotes that in Yivamis Daf Samachalat there's a famous machlokes Satanoim. The pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kukas, Paraduma, that if you have a tumas neis, so you have the shmoyne shvatzim ha'amur mater. If you have one of the dead rodents, one of the shmoyne shvatzim that's singled out by the chumash, and it's dead, that's the tamei b'mago and not b'masa. If you're wearing gloves and you handle, let's say you have a mouse that's dead, it got caught in the mouse trap. And you carry the mousetrap to the garbage and you throw it out, but you don't touch any part of the mouse, you're carrying the mousetrap. So that's only masa, that's not maga. So it's not metame. A dead mouse only metame be maga, it's not metame be masa. Let's say you have nevela meat in the A&P, and it's all wrapped up in a package, and you pick it up, you want to see what it's all about. So you picked it up, even though you didn't touch it, it's metame be masa. Not only metame be maga, it's metame be masa. Yeah, or if you pushed it, it's also called masa. You picked it up, you pushed it, even though there's no maga mamish, you're wearing gloves in tamid the masa. But it's not matami ba'oho. And the pasuk says, if you have a mesa adam, if a human being is dead, so then is matami b'mago b'masa uba'oho, all three. So there's a machlekes hatanoim there, and Yevam Daf Samachal, this special halacha, that a mesa adam is not only matami b'mago b'masa like a nivlas b'ema, but it's also matami ba'ohel over and above. Tumas Maga Masa, is that only by Yisrael or does it even apply to the Yuma Sermon? So who? So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tanya Reb Shimon Bar Yochai claims, the Pasuk says in Parashas Chukas, in Parashas Paraduma, Adam Ki Yom is Bo'ohel. Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yom is Bo'ohel, then it says, Mitami Bo'ohel, so that's only Atem Kriyim, Adam Ein Yuma Sermon Kriyim, Adam, and he quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that Adam Atem, only Bnei Yisrael are called Adam. Yeah, and the Chachamim disagree. The majority of the Tanaim, the Chacham disagree, they say it's not true, that a Mesa Yaakum are also Mitami Boil, Machlekes HaTanaim. So that's a Machlekes, how we Paskin, Machlekes Taisis, and the Ramam had a Paskin, whether Mesa Yaakum are Mitami Boil, and not Mitami Boil. So that's the discussion that Rashi and Taisis have over here. There are Meir Darshans from the Pasuk, Kashiyasa, Osam, Adam, Achai Bohem. The word Adam has the connotation of any human being. It sounds like Gamla Rabbi says Haakum, even Nochrim. It sounds like he doesn't agree with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai over there. That's what Rashi says. The Rameir over here doesn't agree with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Maseches Yevamis Dab Samachal. And Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, then it's not necessarily so. Maybe there's a difference between the usage of the word Adam and Ha'adam. Adam Ki Yom is boiled without a Hei Ha'idiyah that's restricted only to Bnei Yisrael. But here it says the Shi'asa Osam Ha'adam. Maybe Ha'adam with a Hei Ha'idiyah is different. Shverevot, why should it be different? So Avechik years ago used to hold, I remember hearing this drasha more than once on the Yortzeit drasha. He used to give a drasha about this, that by us, by Bnei Yisrael, every human being is important. Doesn't matter whether he's rich, whether he's poor, whether he's a goyin, whether he's a tzaddik, whether he's a rasha, whether he's an amharetz, every farmer, everybody, Adam, every Adam is important. So that's only by us, by Yisrael. By the Nochem, only the Ha Adam, or the Hey Haidia, the rich people, the presidents, and the wealthy businessmen, and the big professors, and the scientists, and so on, they have a hashivus, and the rest of the people are treated like that. So he suggested al derech hadrash, that's not al pipash, he suggested al derech hadrash, maybe that's what the Rabbi Tam is driving at. When it says, ha, adam with a idea, obviously you're talking about a nochri, that they distinguish between the ha, adam, and the hamaynam. When you say adam, everybody is created equal, so that's a shayna yiddish attitude, so that goes on b'nei Yisrael. That was al derech hadrash. But that Shaila had a task in there by the Mesa Yaakum, whether they're Metamei Boil.
That's a big machloek is Tosis and the Rambam. Tosis holds the Yochid v'Rabam halacha k'Rabam, the din should be like the Chachamim, that may say Yakum, Amitami Boil. And the Rambam and Rov HaRishonim apparently agree with the Rambam, hold no, that despite the fact that it's Rav Shimon against the Chachamim, Rov HaRishonim hold the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that may say Yakum, Amitami Boil. So that's the Shaila halacha l'maisa, where the Kohanim are prohibited from coming in contact with may say Yakum, Bo'ohel. The Pashtus says that a Koyen to do Mago Masa and Mesa Yakum would be awesome. Because Mesa Yakum, as the Gemara says in Yibamas and Adab, that there's certain Mitami, but Mago Masa, that there's no dispute. All Machlokes only is whether the Mitami boils. So the Mago Masa for sure is Mitami, that's awesome. The Mishnah Melech has a whole discussion of this on the mummies. Apparently it was in the lifetime of the Mishnah Melech, he usually has comments on the Rambam. And once in a long while he has a Shaila Tshuva Alokha Maisa. So he has a humorous Shaila. The Jews were always in the lucrative businesses. They were always selling the rosaries to the Goyim and the prayer books. And so they were involved in the Kohanim were involved in selling the mummies. So the Shaila from Metami Zayin Ba'oihel, and the Shaila Meis is also Bahano, but the Meis Yakum are also Bahano, they're making money on this. They were digging up mummies in Egypt and selling them in Europe and putting them on display and shipping around here to there and everywhere. So there's a long Mishnah Melech has a discussion where the Meisei Yakam Arasa Bahano, Taisis and Bava Kama has a Gemara, Taisis says Mutabano, and the Machab and the Ramah write that you should be Machmud, that it's Osamano, it's a whole discussion. And, yeah, that's the Gemara Bava Metziah. He said the Kibri Yakam are not Mutami. So if in that Gemara would appear that the Aloch is like Rav Shimon, right? Because Eliyahu HaNavi said the Aloch is like Rav Shimon. So it sounds like the Aloch should be like Rav Shimon. So that's what, yes, yeah, so like Bashamayim, he writes, it is a whole pilpul in Taisus. Can you prove anything from Elio Anavi or not? Is it necessarily indicate that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon? So bottom line is the machlokes. So there is gratis on that Mishnah Melech when he talks about the Meisei Yakum Metami Ba'oihel, and he quotes in Zichah Metami Ba'magamasa, he quotes the opinion of the Sefer Yireim, one of the Bali Atei Sefer Yireim, Rav Lezer Mimitz writes, that Meisei Akum, if you hold like Rav Shimon, that they're not Mitami Ba'ohel, even though they are Mitami B'maga B'masa, but the Kohen is not prohibited from being Mitami even B'maga B'masa. Just like the Kohen is permitted to be Mitami to an Avela, Nivlas Behema. The Kohen is permitted to handle, let's say, a dead mouse. They're not Muzer on Tumas Sheretz, and they're not Muzer on Tumas Nivlas Behema Chai B'yoyf either. They're only Muzer on Meisei. What do you mean, Meis Adam? Meis Adam is a special din. Meis Adam is Metame B'maga B'masa Ba'ohel. But if you have a Meis Adam and Akum, and you hold that he's only Metame B'maga B'masa, so he's not treated like an Adam. Even though you told me for 7 days, you need Hazras Paraduma, Shlishi Shvi, and it's a whole Chadgagya. But still, since it's not Metame B'maga, it's not the same as Meis. It doesn't have the same status as a real Meis Yisrael. So there's one opinion that if you should adopt the view of Rav Shimon, the Meis Yakum, and Amitami Ba'oil, so the Kohanim are permitted even to be Mitami to the Meis Yakum, the Magal B'Masa. But most of the Poskim don't. Mishnah Melech, most of the Poskim don't hold like that. That's a Shaila, the Kohanim who want to go to medical school. There's a Shaila who are going to go to medical school. They work on dead bodies over there. So how's the Shaila who's going to be Mitami L'Meis? So it's a Shaila on anybody. How does anybody go to medical school? So Meis is also Bahano. You're not allowed to get hano from a mace. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as having said that Nikar Adin, the halacha really is like that Taisus and Bava Kama, and Daf Yud, Amud Beis, and Meis Yakam Amuta Bano. Either Mechab and the Ramah both write in Hilchas Avelis that Meis Yakam are also Osabano. So the Vilna Gaon writes against all the Babylonians, against the Rishonim, against all the Gemaras and Mutabano. So what do you do with the Mechab and the Ramah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says they wanted to be Machmir. They're quoting Chumra mid the Rabbanon. They wanted to be Machmir mid the Rabbanon, so Chumra. But the Makkah Mitzvah is Mutta. So he says that Kohen is going to medical school. He wants to learn the Chais Refuah in order to save people's lives. So he says the Makkah Mitzvah Megvim, Mekel Zayin, and the Issa Hanor. So the Issa Hanor, there are three, the Achronim write that there are three issues. Let's say if a person wants to study anatomy in order to become a doctor, so he has to cut up a cadaver. So there are three issues. Issue number one is that a mace is also mana, so you're learning anatomy from the mace. Issue number two is that you mevatel a mitzvah of kvura. So you leave him around the whole year, and then you bury him at the end of the year. So what's with the bitul mitzvah of kvura? And issue number three is nivel mace. You're cutting up the mace, like nituch mace. So nivel mace is also. So the poskim say, if it's mace yakum, all the three prohibitions don't apply. The mitzvah, coveting, berenim, v'yamahu, the mitzvah, skur, only applies to Meisei Yisrael.
There's no mitzvah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, beferish like that. There's no mitzvah, kvura meisa yakum. The nivola meis is only learned out from the pasuk kavatik brena, kikilos of a kim tole. Meisa yakum, there's no isa in nivola meis. And the third isa bahanom, ikaradin, we really hold like tesis. The Pavli, the Rishami, the Vilna Gaon's rice, that meisa yakum are really mutabanom. When we learned the second parik in Sanhedrin, we discussed, because the Gemara says that David HaMelech was Mekadosh Shaul HaMelech's daughter, for Orlos Plishtim. He gave him dead bodies. So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Chuvas HaRaz. You see that the Orlos Plishtim are mutabanom. A Kiddushin, Kez Kiddushin, dead bodies. But you see that the dead bodies are mutabanom. It's also banom. So it's not Shavu Putta. So the Yenim HaKodesh, so he has from the Babli, from the Rishami. So Mikra didn't we really hold like Taisus, they may say Yakam HaMutabanom. Just the Ramo wrote the Chumra, you shouldn't do it. Midirabonon, so Rab Shlomo Zalman was quoted as having said that for Malka Mitzvah, if a person wants to learn medicine, it's a Nishgefer. So that's as far as a lady or Yisrael going to medical school. So if you know that you're working on dead non-Jewish cadavers, so that's okay. But the Shaila Koyin, how can a Koyin go to medical school? It's the Chatumas Meis. So some say, what's the problem? He doesn't have to handle it. It's very hard to go to medical school not to handle a dead body. So let's say your friend is going to handle all the bodies. So you won't do any mago masa. You'll only do ohel. So do you have the right to rely on the Rambam who says that meiseyakum are not metamid boil? He passes like Rav Shimon. Meiseyakum are not metamid boil. So both the Mechaber and the Ramor write in Hilchas Avelis at the end of the Yeridah where they have one simit about Tumas Kohanim. So they're both right that the proper thing is to be machmir, nochem, lochesh, lahachmir, that the Kohanim should not go on a goyish cemetery. So that's a big machlekes achreinim. What is that all about? Nochem, lochesh, lahachmir, that the Kohanim should not go on a goyish cemetery. So some achreinim say, I think the Chuvas HaRatvaz writes like this, some achreinim say, yeah, because in a goyish cemetery there's always a meshumid who's buried there. There's always a karoi who's buried there, and he's a yid. So the Yidin are Matamid Ba'oil. But if you really know it's a bona fide Nachri, you know who the body is, it's a real Nachri, so then there's no Nachan Lachash Lahachna. There's nothing to worry about. And most of the Achranim do not understand like that. Most of the Achranim understood what the Mechaban and Ramah said, that it's Nachan Lachash Lahachna, not that the Kohanim should not go on a Goyish cemetery. It's not because the Choshish, there may be Mumrim who are buried there. Even if all the Mason Mamamish Nachrim, still, you should be Choshish, either to be Choshish with the Shitas Bali Ateisus, that may say Yakum Amitami Ba'oiho, or possibly to be concerned about another shita that other Gedolim Rab Chaimoiz and others developed a new idea that the prohibition of a Koyin, that he's not allowed to be Mitami LeMason, doesn't necessarily have to correspond to Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah. It may be that the Gedah Ha'isir is that a Koyin is not permitted to come in contact with a Mace, even in an Oif, and that it's not Mitami him. Even if it's not Mitami him. Akol Nafshas Mace Lo Yovo, may be that it means that it's also to come in contact with a mace, even if it's not going to be goyrim too, even if it won't cause any too. Limoshel, I think we must have once discussed it. Limoshel, the Shach, in the end of Yeridah, there, Behelchas Tumas Kohanim quotes from the Rekeach, also one of the later Bali Adesis. The Rekeach has a Shaila, if an Ashes Kohen, a woman, a girl is married to a Kohen, she's expecting a baby. So someone dies and she wants to go to the cemetery. She wants to go to the funeral. So the husband is not allowed to go to the funeral. He's a kohen. So it's not from the zankrayim. He's not allowed to go. Now she's pregnant with a baby. It may be a baby boy. So if it's a baby boy, is the eishes kohen muberes in violation of the din hametami as a kohen is loike? If I cause a kohen to become loike, if I cause a kohen to become tame, emav amarta lahazik doyla malachtanim. So the Rambam says if a godol doesn't have to be a kohen. If a person pays by mitzvah, pushes a kohen into a cemetery, so the gadol who pushed him in gets malchus. The kid is a little cotton, you can't give him malchus, but the gadol who is matami as a kohen a cotton will be loike. So is an eishes kohen muberes permitted to attend the funeral? Hayois the shaiva is that she's being matami to uber shebimeyeho, and there's a 50-50 chance that it may be a boy. That's the whole discussion. The Shev Shmeitzer discussed if he'll do yerechima, so then there shouldn't be any problem, right? That's his discussion. Huh. Oh, so that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. That's exactly. So the Shach quotes this Rekeach. The Shach quotes the Rekeach that is permissible. Eishes Kohen Muberes is permitted to go to a funeral because it's a 50-50 possibility. Maybe Zocha, maybe in a cave. If it's in a cave, so Benos Haharen are not Muzer Alatuma. Dabel Bnei Aharon V'mat Aleim. Bnei Aharon V'lo Benos Haharen. A Bas Kohen is permitted to be in the time of the Mason. And even according to the 50 chance that it may be a Zocher, It may turn out that the baby will die, even though now the baby's jumping around, he's kicking and everything. But since there's a miut, mapilo, so it's going to turn out to be less than 50%. But right now the baby's alive. What do I care? He may die later. Is that kasha? That's what the rekech says. Since the machtos chor machtan the cave, so there's a miut mapilois, so he considers this as a svara lohakim. That's what some poskim write. That is manazeh. If the woman took a sonogram and she knows for sure that it's a boy, so you don't have the machtos chor machtan the cave. You only have the miut mapila. So you can't be maker based on a miut. So some rabbanim, some of the big rabbanim write in their svarim that according to this rekeach, it's also for the woman. But Aisha's kind, who took a sonogram, she knows that it's a boy, so it's also for her to go to a funeral. It's also to go to a cemetery. Okay. Based on this rekeach, so the Morgan Avram in Hilchas Shabbos, there's a siman about Chinuch Habonim, I think in Shin Mem Gimel. So the Morgan Avram in Hilchas Shabbos quotes this shach from Yerideya, B'shem HaRekeach, and he asks that kasha. What in the world is the rekeach talking about? The whole thing is the Chatuma Blua, Tara Blua. The din is that the a person swallowed a ring that's a cher vareka cholo, that's tamei. So the ring is in their stomach. So that's one example. That's tumah blua. Or let's say a woman is pregnant with a baby and the baby dies. The doctor ascertains that the baby died. So that's tumah blua. The baby is dead inside the rechem, or the ring is tamei inside the belly. They're both called blua. Psukim. Learn that from psukim. This is in perek mei mamkash, the fourth perek in chulin. There's a mishnah there at the end of the perek, and the gemara has the both cases. So there's one din, tumah blua is kimishaino, it's not metame. And tara blua is not mekabel tumah. Let's say someone swallowed a ring, and they have it in their stomach, and then they go to a funeral, and then they go home. So at the time that they were in the funeral, they say the mace is metame ba'ohal, metame me, is it metame the ring also? So the Gemara says, no, tara blua, since the ring was in the stomach, so tara blua is not mekabel tumah. Not only tara blua, the ring that's in the stomach, the live baby that's inside the rechem is also called tara blua. Tara blua is not mekabel tumah. So let's say the pregnant woman attended a funeral, so she became tamei tumas ohel. But tamei nava tumah directly from the mace, because tara blua is not mekabel tumah. So that's what the Magen Avraham asked Akasha. He doesn't understand what the whole shach b'shem rakeach is talking about. That the Eishes Kain Muberes says, Ashayla, why she's allowed to go to the cemetery? Tara blua is not mekabel tumah. The baby is not mekabel tumah. So what do I care? Even if you took the sonogram, you know that it's a zohar. What's a shayla? It's not mekabel tumah. So that's the Magen Avraham's taina against this rakeach. So Rab Chaim Oizer and Rabbi Chana Basaman, who were brothers-in-law, married to two sisters, they both, each one independently, I think, wrote the same shtickle Torah, because neither refers to the other one. Each one wrote the same shtickle Torah. Apparently, the Rekech is of the opinion that the prohibition against the Kohen coming in contact with the maize doesn't only apply in an instance where the Kohen is going to be making stuff Tameh. Even if he doesn't become Tameh, he's not allowed to come in the oil on maize, even if it will not cause him to become Tameh. Like over here, the baby is the tara blua, he will not be able to become tum, but still, the comment to the oil amesh is also. So if you say like that, then we understand very well why the Mechaban and Ramah say, nochen lochosh lahachmer, that the kohen should not come into the oil amesh with the meseyakum, even if you follow the view of the Ramah, the meseyakum are not metame boil, but still, it's not metame, so what? But it's still forbidden to come into contact with the mace. That may be the answer to the other issue. The kosher glover, the great goyim who was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. Before the First World War, he was the Rav in kosher glover. And then after the First World War, that was the end of kosher glover. There was no kosher glover. So years later, when Rav Meiral Shapira founded the Lina Yeshiva, he invited him to be the say shirim there. He was the top Rosh Yeshiva. There are probably still some people alive today who learned by him. All the people who learned by him in Lublin. So he has a volume of Shadis HaTshuvas that's called Eretz Tzvi. So he has one Shaila, how is it permissible for a Kohen to fly in an airplane if you know that you're flying over a cemetery? Let's say around LaGuardia or Kennedy, I think LaGuardia. One of them has, one side is water and the other three sides are all Yiddish cemeteries. So that's a shaila. How can a kohen go in an airplane? Many kohens go in airplanes. The longer, if you just go 10 miles, it's possible to go 10 miles without going over a cemetery. But the longer the trip is, the more impossible it is. You go from California to New York. Echi tochen that you're going to go such a long distance without going over a cemetery. The halacha says that the tumah is vokas viyola ad l'rakia. So isn't it prohibited for the kohen to be mitami himself? So a suggestion was made, if one should adopt this position, the way Rabbi Chaim Moser and Rabbi Chanan explained the sheet of the Yireim, the sheet of the Rakech rather, that the Isser of a Koyin not to be Metame Lameisen doesn't really mean Shaloi Letame Lameisen. It's Lamalo Lamor, what is Metame Lameisen? The Isser really is not to come in contact with the Meis. Sometimes coming in contact will be Metame, sometimes it won't be Metame. It's not really a function of being Metame. If you should say it like that, then Efshe Kemen Zogen, Efshe Nit, of Efshe Kemen Zogen, even if the Koyin does become Tome, it does say contact. He's all the way up there in the clouds, and the mace is all the way down there, buried in the ground. And that's called contact. Maybe, even though there is a din, the halacha says a tumah ritzut of the kas v'yola ala rakia, that maybe since it's so far away, maybe that's not considered coming in contact with the mace. Maybe just like there's a din that it's forbidden to come in contact even if it's not mitame, maybe there's also a din that's permissible to be mitame if it's not in contact, if it's so far away. Possibility? Maybe it's not correct. That's a possibility. Yeah. Yeah, you have a problem. You have to figure out, usually the morgue is a totally different section, so you have to figure out whether the tumor goes or not. Usually it's highly unlikely that the tumor is going to go from the morgue back. But there are some hospitals. I remember they once asked me to visit a certain hospital in Los Angeles. A client asked me, he couldn't go there. He thought there was a shilas. I'm not a client, so I went. It was taka. The morgue, the exit from the morgue to go out was, it was structured in such a way that there was a soif tumalotzis. There was a roof that jutted out over the exit of the morgue. And that roof went around, the protrusion of the roof went around way more than a step, went around the whole outside of the hospital. So it was forbidden to a kohen, and there was a soif tumalotzis. All the masons go out from the morgue and go under this ohel. So it was impossible for a kohen, it was forbidden for a kohen to enter the hospital anywhere around the whole complex of the hospital. Also even to drive into the parking lot. The parking lot was also had a roof on top of it, and it was the hemshech of the other roof. So they made a tikkun. The chaplain in the hospital, when he was made aware of this, he consulted them with the chief. Rabbis always visit there in Los Angeles. He consulted them, and they made an easy tikkun. They made it in such a way that it had its own roof, and it wasn't the soif tumalotzis. They went around the whole building. Yeah, you have to be careful about this. About in hospitals. The Pashtus is Vaked, if Ubi Yerachimo, so he's not a separate entity. So he's not, even if he's a Zohar, he doesn't count as a Zohar, he's part of the mother. So that's permissible for the mother to be Tome. She's an Ashes coin. She's allowed to. If you say Ubi Yerachimo is not a separate person, Kaver Mevarel. So just like the mother is permitted to Mevam, so the mother has a couple of extra Eivor. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer raises that issue. If you'll do B'yarachima, so then L'chor, there's no issue. The whole issue should only be if you'll do B'lav Yarachima. That goof is a machloik, is the Ramam and the Rabbi, and Hilchas Avadim, how to pass what the Ubi Yarachima, B'lav Yarachima. That's also quoted. Where's that quoted in Shulchan Aruch? The machloik is what the Ubi Yarachima, B'lav Yarachima. That's in Hilchas Shlogan Kaporis. It says, Hilchas Shlogan Kaporis, and Erev Yom Kippur, said, is a shaila if a woman is Muberes. Because you have to have two kapparas, or one kapparas, so the biragra is a long dissertation, how do we pass them? Because in Baba Kama, it's a taisvis in the mems, mem zainas, and machlegs, the re in the rabbi in the town. How do we pass them, bottom line? Ubi yarachim, ubi lab yarachim, so he brings it down la locha and hilch a shlong kappar. Of all places. That's what. Could be. It could be that the Bechlal there's no issa to be Mitame. Some seem told that there are two prohibitions. There's an issa not to be Mitame. Then there's another issa not to come in contact with the maze. But there is a mokum to argue the point. The Kashuk Lobe has a long tshuva and he gives eight Sdodim Lahokal. All very shver. All very doichik because Sdodim Lahokal. Each one is more difficult than the other one. I didn't enjoy that tshuva at all. He has eight Sdodim. He assumes that it's Mutta. Everybody's like Lahokal, yeah. But I think this one side, I think, makes more sense than all of his eight Sdodim put together. There's a tzad to say that the Gedder HaYisra of Tumas Kohanim, even though the Pasuk says, L'nefesh meis lo yitama, that Pasuk, HaKol Nafshis meis lo yob, that says by a Nozer. That doesn't say by a Kohen. The Pasuk by the Kohen says, Nefesh lo yitama b'yama. So the simple mashmos of the Pasuk is lo yitama.
But nonetheless, you see that the Rav Chaim Moises suggested within the Shita Sarekech that it's not a function of Metami Zayin, it's a function of his karvus to the Meis. The Meile tried to say by Meis Yaakov also, it's also to come in contact, even though it's not Metami Zayin. Maybe it came as on the reverse also, the converse also, that to become Tami in an oifen that you have no his karvus at all. Could be that would not constitute an is. Anyway, this is an important topic. This machlokes Rav Shimon and Chachamim is in Yevam Zav Samach Aleph, where the Meis Yaakov Metame Boil, and it says Visham, there's a Tosfos there in Samach Aleph Manav discusses how do we pass from Halacha, and in Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber and the Ramo are both right that the proper thing is to be Machmed, not to, the Kohen should not come in contact with Meis Yaakov even Boil. The Nesivis had a son-in-law who was the Rav in Sochatchov. He was a chassid. They tell over the story that when he visited the Shver, so he didn't, the Nesivis was a misnagin. So he didn't serve any, he visited on Pesach, so he didn't serve any gibroks. At the end of Pesach, the son-in-law expressed his gratitude to the father-in-law that he didn't give him a hard time, he didn't give him any gibroks, so he thanked him. So he said, what do you mean? That's your punishment. You're such a nar, you don't want to have gibroks. I don't give you any gibroks. That was his oinish. That wasn't that he treated him nicely. He didn't have respect for his chassidish and maises. He was mavazah him. He was punishing him. That's how they say. Anyway, so the son was a chassidish. So I think when the Chidush Arim passed away, he delivered a whole hesped, which he printed in a separate sefer. I forgot the name. So in the back of the sefer, he writes, Kedesh Lola Hotzi Han Yorcholok. He had a lot of pages left. Around 10 pages left. So Kedesh Lola Hotzi Han Yorcholok. So after the hesped, he writes He'oris on Hilchas Avelis from Yeridei. So among the He'oris, he quotes some Halacha L'maise He'oris from the Shver, from the Nesivis. So one of the He'oris that he writes is the following. That he heard from the Nesivis that Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says, Mechaber Ramos say, the Nochon Lochush, the Kohanim should not come in oil on Meis with Meis Yaakum. He said that there are three kinds of oil. One kind of oil is, if there's a Meis over here and I put my hand on top of the Meis, that's one oil. Another oil, I'm sitting here and somebody carries the Meis on top of me. The Meis is Mahil on top of me, that's another oil. Then there's a third carbon oil, that's called oil hamshoch. I'm over here and the Meis is over there, and we're both under the same roof. So he quotes in the name of the Nesivis that oil hamshoch is really halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That doesn't stay in Chumash. The oil that it says in Chumash goes that either I'm mail on the Meis or the Meis is mail on top of me. So when it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kohanim should be machmer, not to come in oil on Meis, but Meis Yaakov goes on the other kind of oil, and it doesn't go on the oil hamshoch. So the late Gedolim were not so sure that he heard straight. One of the Gedolim in Europe wrote a whole sefer. It's called Pesach Oil. All on, I forgot who the Mechaber, I never heard of the Mechaber. Beautiful sefer, called Pulimah there. Someone should reprint it. A beautiful sefer, never reprinted. Zundel Berman's afraid that he's going to lose money on it. He doesn't want to reprint it. But it's a very good sefer. Some Kohanim should volunteer. It's a very beautiful sefer. He goes through all of Hilchas Tumah soil with lumdas, with pilpul, with marmakimus, and the key is something fantastic. So he's not happy at all about this, and he quotes Gedolim, I'm not happy. They find it hard to believe that the Nesivis said that. That oil hamshoch is not included. But Rav Moshe said that where he came from in Europe, that was the practice, like the Nesivis. That's his Talmidim quote in his name. He said that the Kepedim Shulchan Aruch, that Kohanim should not be Metami ba'ohel. The Meis Yaakov only goes to be Mahel on the Meis, that the Meis Mahel on me. But oil hamshoch is muta, but he didn't say the Tam that the son of it, that the Maharuch, I forgot, that's Rav Avraham HaKohen or something. I forgot what his name is. Rosh Tevis is Maharuch Tachtach. He didn't say the reason that the Sochet Shavah Rav. He was a contemporary of Sochet Shavah Rebbe. The Avnei Nezer quotes also from him, what he heard from him. That the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, the Chelek Arachayim, where he quotes, the din is al-kol karbon chatakir melech. This week said, you have to put salt on all the karbonis. So this son-in-law of the Nesivis said he heard from Ishver, that you yotze the mitzvah if you put salt or sugar on the karbonis, because basically it's all the same thing. It just has this flavor, that flavor. Basically, it's all the same thing. So the Sochet Shavah Rebbe, Avnei Nezer, thinks that he must have heard wrong. He says, you can't believe that the Nesiva said that. That salt and sugar are the same thing, it's just a difference in the flavor. How can it be? Salt is salt and sugar is sugar. Anyway, so this, and the Pesach Oil also, he's not happy. He doesn't think that the Nesiva said that. So they say the name Rav Moshe also, He said that where he came from in Europe, that was the practice for lav mitane, not for that reason, that's only halacha Moshe Sinai, or lav shoch is not pshuto shom mikra. He said a different time. There's a gemara in Ha'arba Haroite, where there's a machloikis abai v'ravim, about a certain detail, in Hilchas Tumas Ohel. So whenever there's a machloikis abai v'ravim, we pass like Ravim, the Rama passes like Ravim. Ravim shita is that oil hamshocha. Oil, I'm sure. If I'm over here, the mace is over there, and there's a roof on top of both of us, that's tumas oil. But if I'm mahil on the mace, and the mace is mahil on top of me, that kind of oil, that has a din of mago. That's treated like mago. And afkamina for tziruf, am I ready? Forgot that the chatzi zai is here, and the chatzi zai is there. This is not mitztaref. I already forgot all the details. But that's where Moshe said there's such a rashash also in the first perik in Psochim also has such a ninefold. That meis yakam and not mitamid bo oil would only go on oil amshochim. But if I'm mail on the mei, since we pass from aloha like rova, that has the status of mago, it's considered, you treat that as if it were mago, so meis yakam and mitamid bo mago. So that would be forbidden for the coin. That's how they say that Moshe said the husband. Not the way the son-in-law quoted from the Nesivis. That the Oil Amshach is only halacha Moshe Messina, it's not Pshut Tushal Mikra. So what if it's not Pshut Tushal Mikra? And the others argue that it's not even true. They think that it is Pshut Tushal Mikra. But the Ramosha said, because this is Magra and that's called Oil. Anyway, that's the Shaila, how we pass. How we pass. So even Magra Masa is Mutter for the Kohen to be Metame, because it's like. If you hold it's not Matami Ba'oil, yeah. No, Shlomo Zalman said it about Yisa Hanor. He said, Mikar Adin, right. There are three shilas for any Jew going to medical school. The Meis Osab Hanor, and Nivola Meis, and Bitl Mitzvus Kvuris. The Meis Ayakum, there's no Mitzvus Kvuris, there's no Yisa Nivola Meis, and Yisa Hanor, even though it says the Feirish and the Ramor. That the Mesa Yakim is also Manos. So Shlomo Zalman says, the Bir Agro quotes all Imam Kermit that is Mutter from the Babli from Yishama. So he says it's a Chumra Midir Abanim and Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. But for the Tumah, that he wasn't a Mekam. The Tumah is a problem, not the Rebbe. I don't know. The Ramban just says in Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk says, "Ki b'yish chayt nishpat mabes v'humas v'salisa os aleitz v'salon nevelos aleitz kikovetik v'remei v'kikilus elikim tovei v'loise tamis ad Moscow." What's it does v'loise tamis ad Moscow? In Chumash Dvarim, so the Ramban says, "In chutzalorz it's no mitzvus kvura meisa yakum," because the psukim only go on Yidden. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's a meisa yakum, is it din v'loise tamis ad Moscow? There's an isa halanat ameis even a meisa yakum. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshua that it says when they strung up the Lama and Aleph Malachim, they took them down on the same day. And it says in Sefer Yeshua, like, to fulfill the pasuk, Kakos Masoros Moshe, so Ramban says that's a special thing. So that's what some pasuk can say. How can you have a medical school in Eretz Yisrael? There's a din halonas ameis any meis. You're not allowed to be male in any meis. Well, that's Helinei Lechvodo, Tzorach HaKvura, but to leave over the Mesa a whole year long, that's a time. A medical school in Chutz Lorez, a Mesa Yakum is what to be made of, but a medical school in Eretz Yisrael is a problem, even by Mesa Yakum. Right, yeah. No, the coin is only forbidden to come in contact with a mace. There's nothing wrong to come in contact with Tumas mace. Adarab, that's an accordance. That's a supporter of Chaim Moshe. If the prohibition would have been, there's such a concept as a Tumas mace without Atmoshal mace. There are three examples that they discuss in Shulchan Aruch. You have Cherev Hareo Kecholo. Let's say someone went to a funeral and is wearing a watch, a metal watch. He's wearing a metal tie pin or he has a metal, half of the Rishonim hold that it's only by metal. Yes, so that becomes an Avi Avos HaTumah. But it's not a mace. It's not the actual mace itself. So let's say, is a kohen forbidden to come in contact with the cherev harei kecholol, the kohen will become tummy as if he went to a funeral, because cherev harei kecholol, but he didn't come in contact with the mace. So there you have a case of tumas, I'm coming in contact with tumas mace, the same level tumas mace as the mace itself, but it's not a mace. So the Maseches Macha says that it's mutter. So that's one example, cherev harei kecholol. So that we paskin is mutter. Yes, so Raviyah's dam, basically dam is forbidden. Even though the nazar is on the Megaleach and a Chatziluk dam, and the Kohen is forbidden to be Metame Raviyah's dam, so Tosfos says that Shiurim are slightly different. But basically that's called a real mace. The dam ki adam hu anefesh represents the whole mace. The dam, the shiur is slightly different, but basically the shem tumah is the same. But the three cases where that's Nageya are, Cherev Harei Kecholol is one case. That the Rabbeinu Tam held that the Rabbeinu Tam said about that Maseches Machos that it's Mishabeshti. He says we don't follow that, and he held that it's forbidden for the Kohen to come in contact with the Cherev Harei Kecholol. So that's Rab Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Tam is given King Kohen. He can say whatever he wants. Rab Chaim Kohen said, "Eizet Baisa Shetivnu Li, Ein Baisa Shevein Shom Meis." That's what Tosfos and Nazir quotes the letter that he sent to Rabbeinu Tam. It's impossible. Every house in Europe, there must have been somebody who died there, and there were forks and knives and spoons and pots and pans. Claim Matechas that Lacholadeis. A lot of Rishonim hold that Begodim are also. Cloth Begodim are also. Only Klicheris is not. Klicheris is not Cherev Harei Kecholol. Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos, Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. But Lacholapachas, Claim Matechas, for sure is Cherev Harei Kecholol. So Rav Chaim Kohen says, I can't enter any house. It's impossible. Is it Bais Hashetiv Nuli? Ain't Bais Hashetiv Nuli? Every house someone must have died at some time or another. So it's impossible. So we pass on like Rav Chaim Kohen against the Rabbeinu Tam, that is Taka Mutter. Then the Machlekes comes up, what about a Goel of the Doifet? Let's say they buried a mace and then they put a big tombstone. So sometimes there's a Echetim so that the Kohen will come in contact with the tombstone without coming in contact, without being Mahal on the mace. So what would be the din? So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's also because he holds that this Brice and the Maseches Machos is a mistake, it's Mishameshta. And the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin against Rabbeinu Tam, and paskin like Rav Chaim Kohen, that since the Goel of the Doifik, the tombstone, is not the actual mace, it only has a Tumas mace, so the Kohen is permitted to become Tomei Tumas mace. That doesn't bother me. I don't know, but that's along the lines of the Rav Chaim Moshe's interpretation. That's even the way the Hoysafa that we said, that it's forbidden to come in contact with the mace even if it's not Metame, and it's permissible to get Tomei Tumas mace if you're not in contact with the mace. That's what we paskin la Locha. The third case where the Machlekes comes up is Seif Tumah Lotzeis. Let's say the mace is in this room and the doors are all closed. Here the door is open here, so the Tumah goes out, the Tumah goes out, and the hallway goes up. If there's one door open, the Tumah goes out. Let's say all the doors are closed, but we're not going to leave the mace here, Leon and Boyd. We're going to take him out and bury him in a cemetery. So we plan to take the mace out up the stairs, let's say. So even though now the doors are all closed, that's called Seif Tumah Lotzeis. So Seif Tumah Lotzeis, the Poskim say, is also called, there's a Tumas mace, but you're not really in contact with the actual mace because the doors are all closed. So that would also depend on the machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. So there we pass on the Chumrah. There we pass on the Kohanim, the Ramah quotes it. Kohanim are forbidden to come in contact with a Seif Tumah Lotzeis. So this, I think, the Trumas Adeshin, somebody, the Piski Mari, in that period before the days of the Shulchan Aruch, so when they're working out the Psak on this issue, so they say that really all three are totally Zebizeh. That the Cherev Harei Kecholol we paskin lahokel, and the Goel of the Doifik we paskin lahokel. We follow the Maseches Machos against the Rabbeinu Tam. We hold the Kohen is only forbidden to come in contact with a mace, and it's permissible to become Tomei Tumas mace, as long as not in contact with a mace. How come we machmer on the Seif Tumah Lotzeis? So the Loshim that it says, I think in the Trumas Adeshin is, Shalol l'shaber es haminig, nish tzu tzebrechen haminig. The minig was lahachmer. Even though it's all totally Zebizem. So he said, the Gedolim said, look, if that's what they're machmer, life does as I, so leave it like that, let them be machmer. And the other things, they never had a clear cut meaning to be machmer. The Mikir Adin, we paskin against the Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin the two machine and those Makalei Chalel. The Kohen is Mutter. So other Rabbi, this fits in very well with Rab Chaim Moshe, that it's not the Yisur and the Kohen. It's not really totally at all on whether there's going to be a tumah and there's not going to be a tumah. And maybe that there will be tumah and it's still mutter because you're not in contact with the mace. And maybe that there will not be tumah and it's still also because you are in contact with the mace. Okay.
So that's the issue there. That's the Shaila Yivamet of Samach Aleph, and the Taisus there, and then there's the Taisus in the end of Bava Metzia when the Gemara says about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was on the Beis HaKvaris, and yes, but Eliyahu HaNavi is a Pinchas. Pinchas is a coin, so what's he doing on the Beis HaKvaris? So he said that Kivri Yaakov are not, Mesa Yaakov are not Matamim Ba'oil. So Taisus discusses, do we pass them like Eliyahu HaNavi or not? Because in the Tanoim, it's a Machlegs of Shimon and the Chachamim, and the Rabbim, the majority opinion was Lechumran. So Taisus paskins Lechumran. The Rambam and Rover Rishonim paskin Lekula. The Mesa Yaakov are not Matamim Ba'oil. Okay, then the Gemara proceeds to quote the Machlegs HaTanoim from the previous daf, that we know that the Edom and Achai is one of the prohibitions of the B'nai Noach. On this Chad Ibed and Nared, there's a big machloikas. There are more is makel on this. Let's say the Nazir is chalishing to drink some wine. And he asks me, he wants me to sell him some wine. So if he has the wine in the kitchen, he already possesses the wine. The wine is in his kitchen. And I'm the waiter and he asks me to serve him wine. That would be called the Chad Ibed and Nared. He can go get it himself. He has it in the kitchen. And he asked me to serve. So, Chari ben Anarid is no lifni iver. That's what it says in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. But the Rosh writes in Masechta Shabbos Daf Gimel that there'll be a lifni iver, the Rabbanon, unless the guy's a mumer. He's a mumer, so then there isn't even, then we follow the dogma of Abba, there isn't even an Issa the Rabbanon of Chari ben Anarid. But let's say the Nazir, the Heverman, doesn't possess any wine. I have a liquor store, I sell wine. But I'm not the only one who sells wine, there are many stores. There are many goyim sell Jewish wine also. So the Nazir comes to my store, he wants me to sell him wine. The Vaila had the Canaan wine, he doesn't have any wine. But he can easily buy it in any store he wants. So you say that that's also called Chadiv and Anara. So that's a machlek, is Rashi and Taisis in Kiddushin, in the second parak in Kiddushin. And in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes Lahokel. The Ramah writes Lahokel in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That the Jews used to sell rosaries to the Nochem, they used to sell all kinds of zachalach and prayer books and everything. They made a lot of money. What's the head of the Chmam Shlif Neither? The Machshel, the Nochem, they enable them to be mispalat to Avodah Zarah. So they're all right, it's Chadiv and Anar, because they can buy it by a Nochri. There are other Nochem who are selling it in the business anyway. I'm not the only one who's selling it. So that's considered Chadiv and Anar. And the Bir Agro holds that you should not be maker like the Ramah. He thinks that you should be Machmer. The Shaila comes up in Hilchas Ribis also sometimes. Because in, the Gemara says it's a very Negela Halach, in Hilchas Ribis. In Ribis there are rice, there's Ribis there are rice, and there are different kinds of Ribis there are abundant, three kinds of Ribis there are abundant. So in Ribis there are rice, the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah writes in Perigazel Neshech, the Malve is over and the Loive is over. Even though the loiva is the one, the malva is ripping off the loiva, he's cheating the loiva. So if the loiva wants to give his money away, so what's that there? So the Gemara learns that from the Mishnah. But it's that from Sukkim, Echad HaMalva, Echad HaLoiva, they're both loiva. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and Hilchas Ribis, the Ramah quotes from the Rosh and Perek Ezer Neshech Hazel Hechocha from the Gemara, that if it's only Ribis the Rabbanon, then the loiva is not in violation of the Yisr al Tikach Mito, of the Yisr of, I already forgot which he said the loiva is over. He says the loiva by ribis the rabbana, the loiva is not over on the ribis diki iser. He's only a violation of the lif niva lesita michshol. Because the Gemara tells a story that somebody died and he had given his money to someone else, a shayla with an iska, and we don't know exactly what the arrangement was. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The man who died was an Adam Chashev. He was a religious Jew. He was a Talmid Chacham. He wouldn't go violate Ribis de Rabbanon. He wouldn't violate Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol. The man who died wouldn't violate Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol to cause the Malva to violate Issa Ribis. So the Rosh says, you see from that Gemara that the Loive who violates Ribis de Rabbanon, who gets involved with Ribis de Rabbanon, is not in violation of the Issa Ribis, like the Mishnah says by Ribis de Rabbanon. It's only in violation of Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol. But based on that Ramah, the Ramah says that by all ribis the Rabbanon, there's no Isser on the Loiva, there's no ribis diki Isser on the Loiva, it's only an Isser of Lifnei L'Siti Michshol. So the Pizchei Tshuva has a long dissertation which comes up very often, Halacha L'Maisa, that what if it's a case where there's a Yid who's lending money by ribis the Rabbanon, very often it's ribis the Rabbanon, it's not ribis the Raisa, and Ben Koloko, he's going to lend his money. He's going to lend only to Yidin, he's not going to lend to an Ochri. That not observing Yidin. So he's going to lend out all of his money to Yidin Beribis the Rabbonim. So Ben Kalako is going to lend out. So there's an Yisra and the Loiva, the Barb, the whole Yisra and the Loiva is only Lichnivim and Sita Michshol. So since Ben Kalako, the fellow is going to violate that there, that's called Chadi Bidinara. So the Pizchit Shuvah has a whole discussion. Maybe there won't be an Yisra Ribis. Then he quotes, but the Mishnah Lamelech had the Taisis in the Chagiga that if the only way for the Malva to violate these Ribis the Rabbon is to have another Yidl violate Lifneva. So someone's going to have to violate Lifneva. Then it's not called Chadi Bidinara. But he says not everybody agrees with that Mishnah Lamelech. Even though Mishnah Lamelech had a deal from Taisis, not everybody. Rabbi Moshe Paschal is a lot like the Mishnah Lamelech. But the Pizchit Shuvah in Hilchus Ribis, I think it Kuvs Tamachalov in Yeriday. He has a whole long shtickle on this. He says, not so convinced that the Mishnah Melech is right. So that comes up halalocha every so often. That you have a Yidl, who's anyway going to lend the money to other Yidin, beribis the Rabbanon, and the Yisim Mitzad the Leiva will only be Lifne either. So sometimes that may or may not be considered Chadi Bidinara. But according to the Vilna Goyen, who passes against the Ramah, according to the Taisus sheet, we said it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Kiddushin. So Taisa Sheet is, and the Vilna Gaon passing like this, that it's only considered Chadi Bidinara. If I possess the tray for wine, I possess the Eidim and Achai, and I can go take it from the kitchen and take it myself, and I'm just asking the other fellow to serve it to me. He's my waiter, he should give it to me. So Taisa says, that's the only case that it's called Chadi Bidinara. But if I have to go buy it in the store, I don't have it. So whoever's going to sell it to me will be enabling me to do the other. So it doesn't help the fact that I could have gotten it somewhere else. The Maisa says, because I don't have the Chepzer right now. And someone who is going to sell it to me will be enabling me to do the Averis. So that's the Vilna Goyim holds that it is called Trei Yibed Anar. That's a real bona fide Lifneva. But there are more in the Pizchit Shuvah writes that the meaning is Lahakam. Why? That's what they hold. That's what they assume. That's what they assume. It's Ben Kavako, that's a Ramo says. Since he could have bought the rosary from a Nochri, or the prayer books from a Nochri, and the Nochri is not in violation of Lifneva, so just because the Yidl is selling it to him, so he's not in violation of Lifnivi, that's called Chadi Bidinara. And by Anochri, they never instituted Lifnivi by Chadi Bidinara. That's how they say. Yeah, a lot of times, let's say a person works in an office, and the boss is a Jewish person who's not observant. So the boss could order his ham sandwich from the store himself. He could pick up the phone and order the tray for ham sandwich. Instead of the boss, the boss is busy making money. So he asks the Jewish secretary, could you please order the tray for the sandwich for me? Or he says, the secretary, could you please get me plane tickets to go travel on Shabbos? The boss can call up on his own and get the plane tickets to travel on Shabbos. So that the fellow's a mumer. Not a Shabbos, doesn't keep kosher. And there are more paskins like Rashi, that's called Chadi Bidinara. So the Chadi Bidinara, we paskin that. Can the Yid own a store where they sell non-kosher? No, that's a different Mishnah. No, there's a Mishnah in Shviyas that it's forbidden to do Schoira from Macholas Asuras. You're not allowed to be in a non-kosher food business. You're not allowed to be in a business to sell non-kosher meat. Unless it's Nizdamnu, let's say a guy is a hunter. Huh? No. Psukim? Psukim, it says, Eilat Meim Lachem, it says, the Gemara in the second paragraph of Pesach learns that from Psukim, that Mishnah. That din in the Mishnah is learned that from the Pasuk. That's in Yeriday, that's a Machlok Zachrein, whether that's a real Drosh Gemur, it's an Isa Deraisa, maybe it's only an Asmachtim Derabbanan. But whatever it is, that's a Mishnah in Shviyus, that is an Iser. Either in Issa Derais, in Issa Rabbana, to do Schoire, the Macholas Asuras Derais. I think something like that. Eilat Meim Lachem. Eilat Meim Lachem. So the Gemara says that teaches you that Schoire, the Macholas Asuras is also, unless it's Nizdamnu. Let's say his father was not religious. His father had a non kosher meat business. The father dies, he gets Yerusha. What is he? He's supposed to be Mafkir, it's a Shot de Geld. So he's damno, so he's allowed to. Let's say he goes hunting. So he goes fishing. So he goes fishing, he's interested in catching kosher fish. Then when he goes fishing, he catches, in addition to the kosher fish, once in a while he catches a trefa fish. So he's damno, he's allowed to sell the non-kosher fish as well, because not really interested. That wasn't his main purpose over here. But if the mink, or let's say the Chochmas Sodom has a cooler, let's say he used to go hunting for minks. So it's a non-kosher animal, But the interest really wasn't the fur. They weren't interested in the flesh. So really, they're interested in getting the fur to make fur coats out of it. That's worth a lot of money. Then the mela, they have the flesh, and why should they throw it out? Then they may as well sell it to a guy. He's going to feed it to the dogs or eat it himself, whatever. So the Chacham Sodom says that those are also called Mizdamnim. It's a chiddush from the Chacham Sodom that the Pesukim quote. It's also called Mizdamnim. But to be outright in the business of making business and non-kosher food, even though it's mutabano, that's not the issue. It's not osabano. But it's also to do schoire bekvias, unless it's a case of Mizdamnim. Dog food for Michael Behemoth, yeah, that's probably more than, yeah. So, or let's say Tyson says, let's say a person sells pigs in order to make pig skins, in order to make footballs. What do they make out of it? Footballs or something like that. So Tyson says if it's not for the purpose of Achila, then it's mutlis. Some of Michael Behemoth is also not. I think it means Michael Odom. But to be in a non-kosher diaraisa, if it's only macholas asur d'rabbanan, let's say a guy sells gvina sakum. That's his business. He buys and he sells gvina sakum. Gvina sakum is mutabano, it's not osabano. It's only macholas asur d'rabbanan. It's under Shulchan Aruch. And the Rambam says that that's muta. This prohibition that appears in the Mishnah Shviyas, that it's also to do schir, but macholas asur only applies to macholas asur d'rabbanan. It's only d'rabbanan is muta. Or chelev. The Rambam says that's a pasuk. So the Rambam says the chaylev is clearly an exception to the rule. The chaylev is mutter to do schayr. How can you go against the pasuk? And Taisus and Baba Kama says not so. The last daf and Maruba. Taisus gives that as an example of schayr b'machalas asur, that you're not allowed to be in the business. But the guy will go to all the butcher shops. They do that. Kosher butcher shops and they trade for the flesh and they remove all of the chaylev. And then one person goes and he buys up a yeet, buys up all the chaylev. And then he sells it to soap companies. A lot of times they put chaylev into the soap. So that's not mizdamnim. For the butcher, it's mizdamnim. The butcher is allowed to sell the chaylev, doesn't have to throw it out. It's mutabano. And it's mizdamnim. He's not interested. He's interested in selling the flesh. The chaylev is like, that's like the flesh on the fur. That's like the flesh from the mink. That he's really interested in the fur, and then the flesh is agav. So the butcher is permitted. That's not called schara b'chelev. But to be in the business, one guy's going to go buy everybody's chelev and then make money on the deal. So Tosfos writes in Baba Kama that that's awesome. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they pass them like the Rambam. The chelev is an exception to the rule that's apostle. Chelev is mutter to do schara. And macholas asur de rabbanan is mutter to do schara. And his damna would be mutter. That's nothing more. By nevela, it says machol anachim. No, I happened to die. I'm not in the nevela business. I shechted an animal, the animal died. But no, that's nizdamna. Nizdamna is muta b'chelev also. But what about to be kavua in the business of buying and selling the chelev, making money? So the Rambam says chelev is an exception to the rule that's apostate. And Tosfos in the end of Merubah writes not so. The Achrayim point out that the Tosfos in the Chuluk with the Rambam. To a nochri.
To a Jew.
To a Jew. Yeah, that's a shayla of Lifneiver. Same shayla of Lifneiver. So according to the Vilna Gaon of Paschim, like the Tosfos, if the Jew doesn't have the shatnas yet, he's going to wear this. I'm not his butler to hand him the clothing from his closet. I'm selling him. So he holds that that's called Treyi Vidinar. But the Ramos make a like Rashi, that's called Chari Vidinar, because he can buy it in any other store. And shatnas is mutter, huh? Yavav Lifneiver the Rabban, unless the guy's a mumer. If I know the guy's not observant at all. So if he's a mumer, Moisadov doesn't have to be a mumer l'chol ha'tarka. If he's a mumer for shatnas, so he's just not a religious person at all. So then this Isa the Rabban, and Chadi ben Anar, doesn't he? If what? Because he can't get it for this amount. So I give him an irresistible thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Then the Gemara continues the machloikas hatanoim. They learn that from a pasuk that b'nei noach are not permitted to eat eiv menachai. What about dam menachai? Dam is only for eden. Goyim can drink dam. But maybe dam menachai is an isa like eiv menachai. So that's machloikas from Chanina ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. So Chanina ben Gamliel learns that from the pasuk that dam menachai is an isa chai like eiv menachai. And the Chachamim disagree that there is no such thing. The same machlokes is by Yisrael. It's a Yisrael eats dam and achai. So the Chachamim hold he's only Yorban and he said Dam. No, he said Dam and Achai. Tvei Yisurim. And he said Dam and he said Dam and Achai, like an Eivim and Achai. And Chanani Megamlio quotes from Dvarim Yud Beis, not only from Bereshit chapter 10 by Bnei Noach, that there's an Issa Dam and Achai. By Yisrael, there's a double Issa. There's an Issa Dam, and then there's an Issa Rav Dam and Achai. Aye, what did the Chachamim do with the Pasuk Vira Bonon? Mar says, no, Ha'ul Adam HaKos HaShem HaShem HaYotzi Bavu Diyosta. That Pasuk that's mashma something about Minachai tells you the din that in Dam, the Gemara increases in Perek, the third Perek increase, I think, talks about the Yisra of Dam. So the Gemara says there are five psukim that teach us that Dam is also because there are five different aspects of Dam, five different kinds of Dam. So not all Dam that's awesome in our Torah has chorus. Sometimes it's chorus and sometimes it's no chorus. The only time there's chorus is Dam Shanashama Yotzibo. But let's say you have Dam Evor, you have a piece of flesh and you didn't salt it and you squeeze out the Dam and if you cooked it the way it is and then you eat it. So we paskin the Shulchan Aruch, at least Ashkenazim paskin like that, the Dam Shabishla is only the Rabbanim. It's not an Issa Derashim. The Chaber is a Shaila, how the Mechaber paskins, where the Dam Shabishla is the Raisa the Rabbanim. But the Ramah for sure paskins, the Dam Shabishla is only the Rabbanim. So if you take a piece of flesh and you didn't salt and you squeeze out the dam and you drink it, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. That's not dam shebishla. You didn't cook it. It's raw. If you squeeze out the dam, it'll be an Issa Deraisa, but there won't be chorus, because there's only chorus on dam shanashama yotzebo, or dam halev, the Rambam says, the dam that konas balev. So then Rashi describes, how do you determine what dam shanashama yotzebo? He quotes increases, dafchabes, but the Gemara gives you the whole description. Yeah, the Pashtus from this Gemara is an indication that the definition of life, we must have discussed it, there's a big question. How does one determine whether a person is alive or dead? Brain death, what's the definition of life or death? So the Pashtus in many Gemaras implies that the definition of life versus death is blood circulation. When the blood is circulating and it's applying oxygen to the whole body, keeping alive all the cells, that's the definition of life. It says, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Kiadam HaNefesh means that the blood circulating in the whole body in the Chazal, even though in the medical world they didn't realize that there's such an institution of the blood circulating in the whole body till recent years. But the Gemara talks about blood circulation. So the Tanoim knew about it. So the Pashtus in many Gemaras is like that. That's the definition of life. When the blood stops circulating, that's the definition of death. Even in a brain dead patient, I'll be Pashtus, the blood is still circulating in the rest of the body and keeping all of the organs alive by supplying the oxygen. So that's what it says over here. When enough blood comes out from the body, if a person bleeds a little bit, it's not going to cause him to die. So dam, let's say a behemoth. Dam ha cause an animal is bleeding, but a little bit bleeding is not going to make or break, it's not going to cause the animal to become a little weak. So that dam is an isa deraisa, but there's no chorus on that. When that amount of dam goes out, and Rashi says, when the Gemara increases daf chabez, you can tell by the change in color. So when a certain amount of dam comes out, that causes the whole circulation system to collapse. When it just starts to bleed a little bit, the blood is still circulating in the system. And after a while, there'll be so much blood missing, even the little blood that's circulating is not enough to keep, there's not enough pressure to keep the organism alive. But there's a period of time that the blood has a certain dark color, when it's shochar. So at that time, that's the amount of blood that's coming out, that's canceling, that's ruining the circulatory system. So that's called dam shehaneshama yotzebo. So that's the dam that has the chorus. So that's how the Chachamim read that pasuk in Dvarim, in chapter Yud Beis. It doesn't come to tell you that's noch anisa from dam and achai in addition to the yisa dam. It's the din. It's the word to distinguish between some dam and other dam. That there's only chorus in such a dam. That's shana shama yotzeh. Dam shana shama yotzeh. Okay. In this week's Sedra, we have the din of Sor Vash. There's a din when you bring a carbon mincha in the Beis Hamikdash. This week's Sedra, next week's Sedra, you're not allowed to bring chametz and even the chelak hakohanim that they eat the shiori hamincha also. Lo siyaf chametz chelkom. Even the chelik that's nechal by the Kohanim also not allowed to be chametz. And then the pasuk says not only chametz is also sor, or devash is also also. So Rashi says that drash is pri, v'chol mesik is pri. Any sweetness that comes from a pri. So there is a gemara in Bava Basra, I think it's an Amoches HaPeris, the gemara makes a statement in Bava Basra that yayin, that's pasal anasach agavi hamizbeach, may not be used for kiddush on Friday and Yom Tov. Not allowed to use such yayin for kiddush. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yayin that's posel l'nasa chagabi hamizbeach, you're not allowed to use for Kiddush. E lema. Do you mean to say that it has to be yayin that's strong? And if you squeeze out grapes and you have grape juice, that's not nesach shecher. So you can't use it l'nasa chagabi hamizbeach. You can't use it for Kiddush. The Gemara says it's not true. The din is that tzerchato the meshkel shalan ovim. You can squeeze it out on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, not on Yom. You can squeeze out the grapes, make grape juice. And you may make Kiddush over grape juice, the Gemara says. Elo, the Gemara says, no, it goes on Yayin Shehela Kmochen. Sometimes you have wine sitting around for so long, it starts to spoil. So you have solid particles are floating around on top, and it's already, doesn't taste good, doesn't smell good. So just like you're not allowed to use it for Nisa Chayan, Agave Mizbeach, so too you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Taisa says that's the only time that this din applies. But let's say you have yayin that's mavushal, and the Gemara learns that from Pasuk that yayin mavushal is pasul and nasach agav yam is beah. The Taisa says there wouldn't be such a din that yayin mavushal may not be used for kiddush. The Gemara never meant to say. The Gemara just meant to say if it's yayin that's hisriya, yayin shehelak machim, that's the whole din. And the Rambam quotes from the Goyim that they hold not. So the Taisa is disagreeing with the Goyim. The Goyim hold that yayin mavushal, just like it's pasul and nasach agav yam is beah, it's pasul to use it for kiddush. But then the Rambam has a machlekes with the Goyim. He quotes their opinion and he disagrees. What would be the din if you have yayin that's ain't a mevushal? It's not mevushal dika wine, but you have sugar added. So if you would have any carbon and you would mix in sugar, so Rashi writes that that's a din of Sora Drash. Pri v'chol mesikas pri. Any sugar that comes from Paris is a violation of Sora Drash. So we have the Brisa in Pitam Akhtoris, Hatzor Atzman Chelban Alvonis, that says in the end of the Brisa, Ilo hay nos bar kutub shal drash. If you would put in a little bit, in order yachalam tneirecha, that would have been marvelous. That would have had such a gewaldig fragrance. Why takadoli mix in dvash? It'll even be mogeshmak. So it says in the brisa, v'imdosim badvash, psolo. So how do you translate psolo? So the minhas chinuch writes, he's mesupik, the brisa increases. But it says in the siddur, psolo. So Minhas Chinuch writes on the din of Sardash, he's not sure what it means. Does it mean psolo? You can't be makrivit on the Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaKtaris. If you be makrivit, you'll be over on Sardash. But the Ktaris itself, per se, the Ktaris doesn't really become nifsa. The Ktaris is kosher, but you just blew it. I mean, you blew it because you can't be makrivit. If you'll be makrivit, you'll be over on Avera. Or does it mean psolo that you're not even yotzei the mitzvah? The Ktaris taka becomes posel. Not stam, you blew it, you can't use it. If you mix in Sora Drash, maybe Psalah means the whole Ktaris becomes Pasul. Not only that you'll be Irvin Aver, you won't even be Yotzei the Mitzvah either because it's Gepasul, up Gepasul. So the Minhas Chinuch is not sure how to read the Brisa. So you read the Rambam, the Pashtus says that is exactly the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim. They're both working on the assumption, not like Taisus, the Yayin Mevushal, which is Pasul and Nasach Hagam Yam Mizbech, is Pasul for Kiddush. Not like Taisus, that it's only Helek Mochim because it's Magunim. Even Yayin Mevushal is also no good. But Yayin Shirbo Sora Dvash, even if it's only an infinitesimal amount, it's a mashu that's really bottle b'shishim, still, the Rambam says that's Aloha Mimenu. So that's a machlokes. The Goyim hope Sola, like the one side of Minhas Chinuch. Not that the Ktoris is Nifsa. If you'll be Makhtirit, you'll be over on Loisak Tiru, but there's no Aver if you make Kiddush over it, you're not being Makhtirit. And the Rambam holds no, psolo. If you add on sugar, you pasul the yayins. To the yayin is pasul and nasach agavi hamizbeach. So such yayin is pasul, the Kiddush. That's how Rav Elbel HaSoloveitchik said that these two tzdodim in the Minchas Chinuch are really in machlokes, the Rambam Negonim, the end of Hilchos Shabbos. And there's a Kerin Oyer, Menachos, has this whole shtigl Torah. He shows how the Rambam read the Gemara. He holds that. He shows a Shver Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. And he shows that that's how the Rambam read the Gemara, that if you mix in Sora Dvash, the whole mincha, the whole korban becomes posel. Not just that you're over the Avera when you're going to be machter. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik used to be machmer for that he wouldn't use yayin mevushal for Kiddush, and he wouldn't use with sugar added for Kiddush, but for the other three cases, that says in the Rambam and Yerushalmi that kunditin is okay, that irbo dvash is okay. This din of yayin mevushal, if